Exercise 3. That Friday morning in August put Lorinda Tucker to the test. The phone call from Macon, Georgia, to the Louisville, Kentucky offices of H.B. Fuller was from a frantic occasional customer in desperate need of help. This customer, it seemed, was running out of the glue it required for a specialized manufacturing operation. This particular glue, it turned out, wasn't one of the products it bought from Lorinda's company, but the caller was desperate. The prospects were gloomier than the customer knew. This particular morning, Lorinda's boss was out of the country, and the local salesman was on vacation. Time to take a message, right? Not in Lorinda's view. She called the company's Regional Technical Service Center in Greensboro, North Carolina, and described the problem. A technician there determined which of the related glues among H.B. Fuller's 7,000 adhesive formulations would probably do the job. Then, she added that the only stock on hand was in Louisville, Kentucky. Not at all daunted, Lorinda walked out of the office, drove her own pickup to the warehouse, loaded up 500 pounds of product, and headed for the airport. At the airport, she encountered another hurdle. The air freight company that linked Louisville and Macon had a flight scheduled to leave in 30 minutes, but her employer didn't have an account with it. The bill was going to be pretty close to $500. Lorinda raced her pickup to the main terminal of the Louisville airport, found a handy automatic teller machine, and withdrew the money needed from her personal savings. By 2 p.m., the material was in Macon. The manufacturer's production system was not just running uninterrupted, but was operating better than ever. The new adhesive outperformed the one they'd been buying from the other supplier. So why had Lorinda gone through so much on a sultry August morning for a customer who wasn't even using a Fuller product? In her words, when the phone rings, it's your customer, and you do what you can to help them until you can find someone who can help them better. On that particular day, no one was in a better position to help them than I was. And that occasional customer? Today, it's a multi-million-dollar H.B. Fuller customer.